views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now? And who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Now, here is your host, Dr. Susan Allison.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to We Carry the Light. I am Dr. Susan. I'm so glad you're here with me, either live or listening to my archive show. Now, if you've heard any of my other shows or listened to me as a guest on Dr. Pat's show, you know that my husband passed away a year and a half ago. It's been quite a journey going through this grief, and it's been hard. I really miss him every day. I miss him physically. I miss his arms around me. I miss his holding my hand. And I even miss his fourth grade jokes, which were pretty bad, but I even miss them. He was and is the love of my life. And it's really going to take some time for me to recover. What's helped me, besides my family and friends, hospice, and a lot of therapy, is that I'm in touch with him anytime I want to connect. I've heard his voice since his death. I have conversations with him, and I can even visit him in what I call a level of heaven. I do this by going into a meditative trance, by listening to a drum, and then my spirit travels to what I call a level of heaven. This is called shamanic journey work, and I've been doing it for, well, over 20 years. Shamans have gone into trance and traveled into spirit realms or other dimensions for centuries to bring back information for others in their tribe, usually, and to heal the sick. This fall, I have a book coming out called You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven with Red Wheel Weiser Hampton Roads Publishing. And in it, I teach everyone how to journey to loved ones who've passed into the spirit world. I'm really excited to share what I've learned over the years, so you don't have to fear death, and you will know without a doubt that your loved ones are fine. There is no death, and we are immortal. I'm also excited today to introduce you to today's guest, who also believes that we're guided by loved ones who've passed into spirit, and she believes they can send us messages from other dimensions to help us in our lives. She's Cheryl Glick, a New York-based accredited Reiki energy healer and medium who offers individual and group sessions and teaches healing and spiritual development. Cheryl taught in the New York City schools and holds a BA and MS in education and literature. She's a member of the International Association of Reiki Professionals and a longtime hospice volunteer. Glick is also host of Healing from Within, an internet radio show heard on www.cherylglick.com, which explores the many facets of universal energy healing and the aligning of our physical and inner being for a complete, healthy, and dynamic human experience. Cheryl's newest book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, published by Select Books of New York, was released and presented for a book signing event at Javits Center, Book Expo America. Today on our show, Cheryl will tell us that our lives, our experiences, and all that surrounds us are part of a divine plan, and we are not alone. And I could not agree more. Let's welcome Cheryl Glick. Hi, Cheryl.
Hello, and thank you so much for that lovely introduction. And when I heard you speak about your husband and your loss, it reminds me of why I picked the title, The Living Spirit, because when I discovered long ago, about 15 years ago, that consciousness survived physical death, I thought it was the greatest miracle and piece of knowledge that anyone could ever be given or privy to, because prior to that, I didn't believe. I didn't have religious training or shaman training or healing training, and I was living very much like many people in the world today, in the physical world, with great fear and limitation because of the lack of that knowledge. So what is the living spirit? Well, really, the living spirit is the divine essence or spark of universal life force that connects us to each other and everything in the eternal higher dimension of life. And it is eternal, and love is eternal, and therefore we are really never separated from those people that we have been with here when they have transitioned to another form of life beyond this earth plane. And they are around us, and anytime we want to access them, we need to talk, to think, to ask, and to just think of their name, and they respond. Right.
Yep.
And we can, as we train ourselves to understand energy and the universal laws of energy and how it works, we can begin to use this sixth sense. You know, we're sensory beings anyhow. We're intuiting all the information around us in the physical world through our senses. And the sixth sense, or this inner sense of knowing, intuition, takes us to that dimension beyond the physical world where we can connect and talk to and know every living thing that has ever existed.
Cheryl, I'm going to... I totally agree with you. I'm going to stop you just because... For the listeners who are in that physical dimension still, I'd love to hear more of your story. How did you get from that sort of Newtonian materialism of being in this physical realm to being this energy healer, this medium who really knows that everything's energy? How did you get from where you were to where you are now?
That's an excellent question. And I think we're all being given lots of clues to who we are as energy beings, spiritual beings, having a physical life. But some people just don't pay attention. They don't tap into what's happening around them. They're just too busy. Well, what happened with me was 20 years ago, I was very sick with the flu. And as I was laying there moaning and groaning, I must have fallen asleep. And I sensed my grandfather standing next to me in the shadow. I didn't see him, but I knew it was him. And he was saying something to me, and I couldn't quite hear him the way you and I are talking now, but I knew what he said. He said to me that I had to write something for my father. And the next day I received a call from my mother that my father had passed. My father had been ill for many years, but still one never knows when that moment of transition will come. I wasn't thinking of it, and then there it was. So I did what my grandfather said, and I wrote his eulogy. But I didn't put together the parts of that eulogy, which suggested that every man puts on many faces to the world and has many relationships. But in essence, we're all really a soul, a spirit, an energy of eternal life. And consciousness survives death. I wrote it, but I didn't know it yet. After that, I was on a mission to find out more about spiritual communication. Where was my grandfather? How had he been able to come that night? We had been close, and I think he knew I would be wounded. My heart would be hurt. I had not experienced too much death over the course of my earlier life, and I never really even perhaps thought of death, because maybe somewhere deep within me, I knew, my soul knew.
Yes, yes.
But my head didn't know, my ego and my mind and my training and my belief systems and what I had been taught in school didn't know that.
It took a while for it to catch up. Catch up to your spirit.
Yes. That's absolutely what happened. My spirit knew many things from the time I was a child. But I resisted, like many other people, because I wanted to be what is expected of us in a physical world. And I didn't, as everybody, want to be too different You know, we are very different. Each of us is so unique. But, you know, our peer group expects, our family expects, our professional work expects certain behavior. And I was a very dutiful daughter, student, parent, and I wanted to do, to the best of my ability, what I had been trained to do, what was right. And so I had to let go of all the belief systems of that societal training and become the person I was meant to be in. I have worked very hard. I've had many teachers. I have gone to many places. I am open to saying yes, where before I would have said, no, I can't do that.
Yes, no, I totally get that. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back with Cheryl Glick, we're going to hear how she made that transition and what she did next. Be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. This is Dr. Susan, and I'm here with Cheryl Glick, who is a Reiki master, a healer, and medium. And we're going to be talking in a bit about her new book. And so first, though, we were talking about her story, which I love to do is have people tell their stories because that inspires us, doesn't it? So we were talking about how she had this spirit that was leading her and her head wasn't listening to her spirit as much. And then eventually through some things that happened, she started to listen and became a Reiki master and a healer and now a medium. So Cheryl, tell a little bit about how do we get from point A to point B sometimes in our lives?
Well, I think we are all receiving information from spirit, from guides, from loved ones above who wish to help us, who wish us to make the best choices and to find the greatest love we can and to develop our talents while we're here in a physical life. Well, what happened with me was I just saw that the mediums were getting the right information. And I said, how is this possible? Hmm. And the next thing that happened was a medium walked by me and told me that I would be going on a trip in May And I didn't think that was really possible. But as it turned out, I was invited to a spiritual workshop and teaching event in Barbados with John Edward, who has written many books. He's an international medium. And at this point, I was just trying to learn. And then I sat in groups, and many of the people were starting to get messages. And I said to myself, what am I doing here? I mean, they're all mediums. And then the next place I found myself in, one of my teachers, Robert Brown from England, invited me to Toronto with a spiritual group from Europe, where they were all healers and mediums. And again, I thought to myself, why am I here? And at that point, I had hurt my knee. I was sent to a healing session, and the man leaned over me and whispered to me that I was a healer and I could do what he was doing. And with that, he put his hands on my knees, and he helped me greatly. I had a lot of pain, and it was released. And he, within a week being back in New York, I was enrolled in a Reiki healing workshop at the Association for Research and Enlightenment. And within 6 months, I had opened my practice. And
wow.
I was involved in an unfoldment group with another Reiki teacher who was also a medium. And I would go every Tuesday where we would meditate. And again, I thought, how are they getting all this information? And the second time I went, I started to pick up feelings, impressions, visions, songs, feelings in my body, and I would just say them. Mm. And I did that for 2 years, every Tuesday, until I started my own unfoldment group and started to teach Reiki and mediumship. So it was a process.
Wonderful.
But the right people showed up.
Yep.
And as I say, I asked the questions, the people showed up, and then I said, yes, I will try this, even though I wasn't sure how it all worked.
Wonderful. You know what I want to acknowledge you, though, is you said yes. And your spirit, in a sense, was saying yes all along. And then you co-created with the universe. And then all those synchronicities started happening and people started showing up in your life and doors started opening. And this can happen for anyone listening. And it's about paying attention, isn't it?
It's about being open-hearted and open-minded.
Yep.
To wanting to know the best about yourself, learning more about who you are, who you really are, beyond the surface of what we appear to be as physical beings, to go deeper within, to access that wonderful wisdom and intelligence of all time, because we carry within us in the DNA the life force of forever and all beings, because we are interconnected to each other. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, not too long ago, I did a show about Marilyn Monroe with an author who was a doctor, and he had studied her passing and her challenges at the time of her life. And I said, I don't know how she would want to represent herself. So I went into meditation, and I connected to her energy. And she very much showed me what her life had been, her challenges, and how she had found life to be very beautiful, even though she had died an early death and had a lot of many serious problems. And I was able to share what she wanted to share on that show. So we can connect to many, many people, even people we didn't know.
Yes, that's really true. Very true. Yeah, I'd love to move to your newest book, which I loved, The Living Spirit. So what do you mean by the living spirit? And you mentioned it a little bit earlier, just briefly, but why did you write this book?
Well, I wrote this book because my first book, Life is No Coincidence, The Life and Afterlife Connection, was about learning about coincidences and synchronicity, and that life is not random, but very much part of a universal plan of evolution and enlightenment. And we all have these gifts. There's not a person on the planet who is not having a spiritual journey, because a spiritual journey just means you are investigating yourself, who you are, what life is all about, where you come from, and where you return. So that was my first book, Becoming Aware, that there was something more than the physical life. Now, in my second book, The Living Spirit Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I offer through my work as a medium and the stories and the people I've met and the readings that consciousness survives physical death. I also offer a plan for wellness and improvement of life, health, relationships, for creating and creating happiness and for self-development, and the way to merge the ancient traditional healing modalities with allopathic medicine, because I think in the modern view of medicine, we have lost track of what multidimensional healing is, which is healing for the mind, body, and spirit, and not just taking care of symptoms, which, of course, we need to do.
Yes.
But if we get to the root problem of what creates some of our illnesses in understanding energy, we will know that our thoughts and our actions and reactions, karma, past lives, and many experiences are combined to create whatever situation we have to deal with. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, I just heard a click there. So that is why I wrote the book. I wanted to offer a way for us to see past our life, our physical life, into our unconscious life, our subconscious world, because there is so much love and so much information and so much hope and values for going forward and making ourselves and our life and the world a better place. But we need to access more than our physical world in order to do that.
Yes, no, I agree with you. I love the parts of your book when you told stories of real people. And I wonder if you could tell a story to show that consciousness does survive physical death and love is never lost.
All right. Well, there is a story in the book of Michael and Jessica. They were 19-year-old kids. And one of my students was the mother of Jessica. And one Friday night, I received a call that Michael had passed on a motorcycle accident. And she asked me to do a reading because the family and her daughter were so distraught. And she asked if she could bring her daughter in to me the next day and if I would do a reading. And I realized that I was told by other mediums that it's not always a good thing to do a reading that close to a passing. But I felt that if I was asked to do it, Spirit would never ask me to do anything that wasn't possible, nor that wouldn't be good for my client. So I did it, and the girl came in, and I received so much information about what the boy had hoped to do in life. He showed me a dolphin and showed himself to be free, like the dolphin, and beautiful, moving through the air and water. And I later learned that his mother collected dolphins, and he often gave her gifts, pins and statues and books about dolphins. And he showed me that he had wanted to be a police officer, things that I didn't know. He showed me his funeral, and that he would have a yellow football jersey in the coffin, and that he told his mother to give away all his things because he wanted friends to have it. He didn't need it. And he told the girl, Jessica, that she would meet another love. He needed to be where he had to be to do the work that he needed to do. And he would always be by her side, but she would find another type of love as she matured. And everything he said came to pass. When you get to the epilogue of The Living Spirit, you have what happened to Jessica and how she was guided by Michael in spirit. And there is no, as you said before, there is no death. There is only transition of our energy to another plane where we continue to learn, love, exist, meet up with many of the same energies or souls, if we can call them that, and continue to find joy. Compassion,
yes.
Happiness. Happiness is a goal and a choice that we can choose.
Absolutely true.
Suffering is something else. you know.
Yes, but we can choose and we can be connected with our loved ones in spirit. And we need to take a break, but we'll be right back with Cheryl Glick.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. This is Dr. Susan, and I have Cheryl Glick here with me today, who is an accomplished Reiki master and medium who helps people connect with their loved ones who are in spirit. We were just talking about that. And I loved that story when I read it in the book. And I'm wondering if you have any, if you have one more story, a real life story about how you help someone connect with loved ones who had passed on.
Well, there have been many stories like that, but I'd rather tell a healing story.
All right.
At the moment.
That's fine.
I had a client come to me years ago. She was disengaged from her family down south, and she was working with a very abusive boss, and she had an abusive boyfriend. And her health was not good as a result of all these problems. And within five Reiki sessions, she connected, through the reading, I connected with her grandmother, who loved her very much and who gave her the encouragement to make changes. And she went on, she left the job, she left the boyfriend, and she went back home and reunited with her family and went into a new career. This is in five sessions and five readings with so much help from a grandmother. But I think it was her own connection, knowing her own spirit, feeling her own energy, losing some of her fear again of the physical world and knowing that there was something more. And perhaps she had never experienced that before having a reading with a medium or a healing session with a Reiki practitioner. So,
what a gift.
Very glad to be of service to that young woman. And it was pretty much at the beginning of my starting about 15 years ago, my practice.
Wow, that's so beautiful. It's
just
a beautiful story.
Me, you know, in that moment, and I hope she's doing very well out there. And I hope everybody who's listening is ready to make some of those changes step by step. It doesn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight for me either. It took a lifetime.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, it's not, I have a magic wand in my office and I often bring it out with a new client and say, would you like this? Would you like me just to wave this over you? And then, you know, you lose all the weight, you meet your soulmate, you know, you have the perfect job and they go, yes, yes, wave it over me now. And then we laugh because it's work, isn't it, Cheryl? It's work that only we can do. That deeper work, and we have to be ready and willing to do it.
Yes.
So
we just have to say, yes, I want the best. I want to give the best into the world, and I want to receive love. I want to share love, and I want to receive it. I want to do my best. I want to be my best. I want to learn, and I want to create. That's what we were born to do. So it's only a start when we say we will try. We just have to begin somewhere.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly, and take baby steps sometimes. You know, you talk in your book about difficult relationships, and we've all had them, and some toxic behavior of people and some negative situations that happen. I'm wondering, how do we protect ourselves from people and experiences that could cause us suffering or take us off our spiritual path?
Well, I'd like to say I am still dealing with that, and will be as long as I have a physical life. As a sensitive, as someone who feels empathically the fears and pains of other people, and also as someone who is sensitive to doing the right thing for myself and for others, sometimes when I observe behavior that is of a low vibrational being or nature, when people are exhibiting selfishness and unkindness, and that me syndrome, I'm not comfortable with it. I don't like it. I want them to be more because they are more, but they're just not aware of it yet. So when you're with people who are this way, damaged and toxic, they will try very hard to take you away from the road and path you're on because they can't yet go, and they want to keep you stagnant and rooted in old beliefs and drain you of your positive energy, right? We've all experienced people like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to deal with unhappy or dysfunctional people is, number one, avoid too much one-on-one interaction with them. And when they start to, you know, put on their drama scene, don't engage, don't fight, don't yell, don't allow yourself to be pulled into their situation. Protect yourself by thinking of grounding yourself like a tree into the ground, maybe thinking of white light surrounding you. Stay silent and take a breath, and the moment will pass, and you won't engage them. So they will probably stop. And when a person's words start to overwhelm you, you can just simply suggest that you want to talk about something else or excuse yourself from the room. Now, we want to be honest and we want to be kind, but we don't want to be accusatory because, as I said earlier, we're all on a spiritual path and we're all trying to co-create a good life. It's just some of us are just not as aware of this inner being or energetic soul presence yet, and so they're at a loss. to understand how to do it. So we just can be an example for them and do the right thing. Mostly try to be pleasant, helpful, and if you do have an unpleasant encounter, try to spend some time with another more nurturing, positive person so you can return to balance. Right? Mm-hmm. So the goal is, the ultimate goal is to accept, be accepting of everybody and everything without judgment and negative feeling. But as I say, I still have my buttons pushed.
Yes.
I am human, and I don't like to feel that way, and I do come back very quickly when it happens. I ask the help from spirit for that person and for myself, and I try very quickly to get out of that thinking or energy so we mm-hmm. don't hold it within ourselves.
That's exactly.
The best approach.
I think that's really good advice, and I should knock on wood here. I don't want to knock because I don't want to scare listeners if I'm pounding on something here. But I want to say that I don't have anyone in my life right now who is draining me, who is in drama, who is negative, or is really bringing my spirit down, which I feel so blessed right now.
And I, because yes,
I do. I do put light around myself. I do ask to have people up, you know, who are on the same vibrational level. And so right now I'm feeling very, very much in grace, and I don't have that. But I witnessed something in my painting class the other morning where there were people, and this has happened every week, that they gossip. There are these two women mm-hmm. who just gossip. And there's a woman there who's very much into yoga, into meditation, into the spiritual life. And she finally spoke up and she said, "Could you please keep your voices down? And I just can't listen to the gossip anymore. I just really want to focus on my painting in a really very centered place. So if you guys could just be a little quiet and whisper, I'd appreciate it." So she wasn't mean-spirited.
Right.
She did name it, which I thought was brave. She said the word gossip, but she did it in a way that wasn't, as you said, you know, wasn't judgmental, but it got them to be more conscious, and they were quiet, and then the rest of us could kind of be in a more centered, peaceful place. So,
I think as with the work I do, a Reiki healer and medium, I am aware of a lot going on that's not often spoken, but I can feel, and where I can, I do offer, not my opinion, not my advice, but just my loving nature. And sometimes that shifts the energy, and sometimes
yes.
it doesn't. But
yes.
I will take myself out of situations, possibly, where something is going on, where the other people need to have the experience that is so negative for me. But maybe there's something going on in their interaction that is necessary mm-hmm. for their karma
yep.
or growth. So I try not
yep.
to engage it too much. I engage
yeah, no,
only
I think,
the best, and I
yep.
and I take myself away. And that's how it has worked best for me these last few years. And I have learned I have to be quiet sometimes and not give them the road out or forward, because
yep.
they have to find it themselves, or it won't be
very
meaningful.
True. Very
yeah.
true. But it's your advice
it's
is good for. Yeah, it's hard, but for those of us that are sensitive, that was really good advice. Now, before we take our next break, I'd love for you to tell listeners how they can connect with you, how they can get your book, and if you have any offers today.
Well, that's great. So you may go to my website, CherylGlick.com, CherylGlick.com, and you can contact me. And I would love to give a 30-minute reading, phone reading, to the first person who contacts me and lets me know that they listen to this show with Dr. Susan Allison, and also a free my new book, The Living Spirit, a copy of that to be sent. So please go to my website and contact me with the contact form, and I will be happy to contact you back.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So we're going to take our break, and we will be right back with medium and Reiki master Cheryl Glick.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everyone, to We Carry the Light. This is Dr. Susan, and I'm here with Cheryl Glick. So, Cheryl, I have a couple questions that I want to be sure to ask you before the show ends. And one of them is actually about something that I said in the introduction, which has to do with a divine plan and that we aren't alone. So how do you know that there is a divine plan and that we are not alone?
Well, in feeling that energy that comes around me and embraces me when I go into meditation, when I do readings for other people, in the visions and the place where my soul rises to, that informational plane or sphere or dimension or place that people call heaven, or it may have other names, the afterlife, the feelings that I download from that place in my readings are always so positive and joyful and helpful. They do want us to have a good life experience. And I also have become aware of guides over time. You know, you have to remember I'm a gal that didn't believe in any of this. And to be in meditation, to be doing Reiki over a person who was very, very ill, to be in hospice, helping the families and a person who is transitioning out of this life into another one, and seeing and feeling and knowing what's happening, I have come to trust that we're okay, whether we're living a physical life or when we'll be in a spiritual soul life. Mm-hmm. And I feel the energy move around me, and even in the energy in that movement, there is a great deal of information coming through. I know if it's male, if it's female. The other day I was working on a client and on my left side, I saw a young angel. I knew her to be young, different than some of the others I have experienced. And she walked to the side, and another one angel joined her, and they were working over the body. And when I told, this girl was a student of mine also, when I told her later what happened, not during the session, she said to me, I had asked for that. I had prayed for that.
How beautiful.
And so how could we think we're alone when there are so many things happening to each of us in the form of coincidence or synchronicity? You think of someone and then you get a phone call from that person. That is all part of the universe helping us, interpreting our needs, our deep soul needs, not necessarily our materialistic, ego-minded-based needs. We do want to address our ego. Our ego in our physical life isn't important, but we don't want the altered ego or an ego that is not healthy. We want a healthy ego, a healthy physical life, and a healthy spiritual life, and to know that we are magnificent soul beings. There's nothing wrong with us. There's no perfection. There's no failure. There's nothing we have to do other than get up in the morning and expect to give out to the world the goodness of our being and heart and to receive whatever comes in. It's not always what we think we will receive.
That's right.
It may be something quite different, but
still,
it will tickle your fancy and make you smile and laugh. And that's what we want. We want to find more smiles, more laughter, and more positive action in our behavior.
It's so true. I'm glad you mentioned the ego and also just what you were just saying. You know, it's sometimes we have to get out of our own way, that the universe or spirit or God or whatever you call it has something much better and something more in mind for us than we could possibly create just out of our self-will.
Mm-hmm. Self-will's great.
So much more.
Intentions are good. Positive thinking is also important, but that's not the whole game. The whole game in finding out your destiny, your life plan, like you and I have, in knowing that I knew I had to study to become a Reiki practitioner, teacher, and healer, and medium. And I was a little frightened at the beginning. Was this even possible? But then I realized if it was being offered to me, I would try to follow that plan. And so much joy and awareness has come out of that. And you and your work and your writing have also discovered that if we find our life plan, and we resonate in the truth of who we are, everything benefits. And that is the title of the show, isn't it? To shine your light.
Yes. Yep, we carry the light, all of us. And to find out, you know, what makes us happy, what's our passion, what is it that feels, that really resonates within us, that we just love and feel like, you know, like Barbara Marx Hubbard says, you know, only we can do it. You know, it's our calling. It's what we feel best at and feel happiest doing. And then we just follow the breadcrumbs. You know, we just follow the trail that leads us to doing that. And then we have to take action. So first realizing who we are and then doing it.
Yeah, and you know, it really doesn't matter when it happens. It will happen in the right time and in the right way. Sometimes I think back to, why did it take me so long to discover this connection and to be able to work and help people in the way I do now? I always help people in different ways, but I realized that was my plan, my destiny. I had to have enough of a physical grounding in reality before I could go into this uplifting of my energy and have my feet in two worlds, you know, the world of spirit and the world.
Yep.
And it's just beautiful whenever it happens for anyone, whenever there is knowledge, wisdom, or new love, or greater love, it's right. Everything is right.
That's right. I'm so glad you shared that. But I often say that to clients, you know, that readiness is all. And Shakespeare actually said it. Readiness is all, that we have to be ready. There is like a, you know, there is a readiness. We say, yes, this, I'm ready. It's like you were, you know, there's a readiness and then there's a willingness to actually do it. Yeah. It has to, but we have to be ready, and not everybody, you know, is. And so it's okay if you're not quite there yet. And sometimes it, we're impatient. I think as humans, we have this trait of being not being as patient. I have that, definitely. I want things happening now or yesterday. And it's not time. It hasn't, I always say, it's not lined up. It hasn't lined up yet.
And Susan, it really doesn't matter. Maybe we need to be working on the other challenges or karma or learning different skills before we get to the next phase of our development, spiritual and physical life, and everything is fine. And for the parents who are listening out there too, I always suggest, please listen to them. They have great wisdom and inner knowledge. They know themselves, and sometimes we take away that knowingness and try to inflict and impose our goals and values. And it takes them a long time, as it took me a long time, to release a lot of those old beliefs and misguided thought processes so I could be in alignment with a higher state of values and truth. And so I help and hope for the parents that they open up and awaken to their children's great gifts at an earlier time in life, so the children don't have to be flooded with any negativity or fear, which limits their magnificent potential.
Wonderful. I love that. I'm so glad you included parents and children. And it's time for me to say goodbye. And I hope that people take you on your offer. It's wonderful. And thank you so much, Cheryl, for joining us today.
A great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And thank you, my wonderful listeners, for being here. And don't forget, you can always listen to my archive shows by going to transformationtalkradio.com and listen to the shows that I have already had on this network. So to connect with me, you can go to drsusanallison.com also. Next week, we have Wahito Murata, who is a follower of Osho and Tony Samara. He's going to help us suffer less and find more joy as we heal ourselves, help humanity, and save planet Earth. Hey, all on one show. It's at noon on next Thursday, so don't miss it. Until then, I am Dr. Susan Allison, and remember that you carry the light.
You've been listening to the transformative show, We Carry the Light, with host Dr. Susan Allison, the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. Who are you right now, and who do you want to be? What is it that makes you happy, helps you feel fulfilled, and living your purpose? Tune in every Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.